So, you know, I did do some things on my own to model. I would volunteer for everything I could get, and I've had that stage experience from being in the Arkansas Junior Miss and being in the Miss Arlington pageants and Miss Flower pageants. So I did have that stage presence that I enjoyed the limelight and I enjoyed the spotlight, you know, because I'd gotten used to doing that from pageants. So it made it a little easier for me to get into the modeling market until I got to the Kim Dolphin thing and she was like, you know, I can't make it. But as I said, I did other things to kind of keep modeling on my own as a freelancer, kind of more or less. Didn't make much money, but sure got a lot of experience, which is one of the things I stress to young models today. Go do these things. I don't care if they're paying you or not, or paying you $75 or $100 nowadays. Then go do it, you know, get the experience. So now you go a few years. I was 18 when I went to Kim Dolphin. Now you fast forward to, I think I was 25 or 26, somewhere along in there. And I had actually gone over to the Apparel Mart and tried to get a job as a model. Probably when I was about 19 or something, I did get a job in a showroom, and I went at the worst possible first time to get a job as a model when you're not 5'9" and a size 2. I went for the January market, which is swimsuit market. And I'm like, oh, why did I go and try to get a job for this market? But I went with a girlfriend of mine, it was Miss Arlington, and so should we go together? We walk in the Apparel Mart. And, you know, it's a big old place. It's no longer there, but it was huge, you know. And we went in, and so she got a job within probably 20 minutes. And here I am on showroom to showroom, and every time I get a no, I start out happy. Oh, hi, I'm Susan. Are you hiring? I'd love to work in your showroom. You know, very up, very, you know, ready. Okay, about 4 hours later, I was pretty down in the mouth, as we'd say in Arkansas. I was pretty despondent. Oh. I'd walk in the showroom and say, you don't need a model, do you? So I finally walked in the showroom on the first floor, really a great location, right across from Catalina. Maury Sherman was his name, and he had a line with about nine different lines in that showroom. He's like one of the original people at the Apparel Mart. A very, very great person for me to connect with. And I walked in, I said, oh, hi. Do you need a model? You would need a model, would you? He looked at me and said, I'm going to try on those couple swimsuits. And he said, when I came out, he told me years later, he said, well, they really didn't fit you very well. But you had such a look on your face, and you were trying so hard, and you had that big smile, and I saw your personality, and I said, you're hired. And I worked for him for 17 years.
Wow.
Just a model. I started out modeling the swimsuits and just plowing right through. And about 2 years or a year and a half later, he said, you know what, Susan? I don't need you to model anymore. I need you to sell. And I sold to the buyers for all those years in the Apparel Mart. So